Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
High noon! Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Tier Tuesday. You can check out the quarterback tiers, Drake May and Matt Stafford all alone on the MVP tier. It's up at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. You can seek it out on the Odyssey app as well. Not only a Tier Tuesday, but also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping and get rewarded. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are you, boys? Nice short week for us.
Oh, big double dip week is what it is. Jets week out there. We started the show, Tom, and I want to get to the MVP talk with Drake May. But we started the show reacting to Monday Night Football last night, two perceived elite teams looking pedestrian. We saw the Broncos on Thursday Night Football looking pedestrian. Patriots get another good win over Tampa to go with their win at Buffalo. And maybe we've gotten a little carried away. I know one texter thinks we're getting carried away with the Super Bowl talk. Is it fair to go there with this team this year?
Sure. I think to project that they would be in contention to be in the final four if they win a game, yeah, because right now you have a team that shares the best record in the AFC, is playing better than the Colts, and is in line for a first-round bye. If you have a first-round bye, that means you're going to get a home divisional playoff game and be one win away from the AFC championship. So, to me, they'll probably meet somebody in that AFC championship game if they win their divisional playoff game that has a hell of a lot more experience and has more of a program than they do. But if it's a good day and you're home, anything can happen. So, yeah, it's not premature to forecast what things might look like if they finish 13-3 or 12-5, and 12-5 is highly attainable. So no, it's not premature to forecast it. It would be, I think, a little foolhardy to expect it, but to forecast that that's what they're trending toward is what the job should be. Where are they trending? And being resistant to it, you can do that if you want to be cautious. But if you want to be realistic and objective, the team that shares the best record in the conference and is playing the best, to talk about it as a Super Bowl possibility is not stupid.
I came up with an all-time would you rather brag, and I want to ask you this, and I want your answer.
It's pretty good.
This is really good. Tom, if you're the Patriots, would you rather the number one seed in the AFC or the Chiefs miss the playoffs?
Oh, that's a good one. I would rather the number one seed because there might be some kind of way that you duck the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
It might just flesh out that Kansas City has to play somebody else. And there's a reason that they're not in the playoff picture right now. Or are they? No, they're not.
They're currently the eight seed. Yeah, they're out.
So I would take the one seed. Okay. And, you know, you could just somebody will knock them off and you don't have to deal with them. And if you have to deal with them, you have to deal with them at home. And Patriots fans are reinvigorated. Not that the Chiefs are going to be peeing down their leg because they have to go to Foxborough or anyone with the amount of experience they have. But I think that having home field advantage is suddenly now again helpful for the Patriots because it wasn't for a long time here at Gillette.
You said earlier it's not stupid to let your mind wander and think this team could contend for a Super Bowl this year. What's the internal expectation? You said it'd be maybe a little silly to expect a Super Bowl this year. What's the internal expectation for this team this year? Because it's hard for me to shake their approach at the trade deadline if they truly would agree with us that this might be their year.
I don't link the two, so I kind of disagree with the premise. I just don't link that their inactivity at the trade deadline is indicative of them not believing in their team. I don't think that that has to be a very black and white conversation, which it turned into. And it turned into it with a lot of people, so I'm not singling you out, but there's a massive difference between sitting there and walking past the phone and just whistling and going to get a coffee and working hard to try and make something done, which they say that they did. We can quibble over whether or not they could have used Jalen Phillips. Watching him last night, you'd think that they probably could have. But if they don't want to part with a third to rent a guy for eight games, I get the logic in that. So that's an aside. I think that internally, they are still cautious about what they're watching, not to a point where they don't believe in their team, but they'll take the good fortune that is coming to them. Also understanding that, look, if things don't go the way the media and fans are projecting them to go or excited about, I think that they I didn't expect the question, so let me better articulate it.
Sure.
I don't think that they allow themselves to get excited because I think they're very realistic that, okay, this is great, but, we're overachieving or we're achieving at a, I don't know how to answer the question. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I just think I understand what you're saying where it's difficult to, or you think it's separate from the trade deadline, but just to me, there's no question the Eagles believe in their team, which, duh, they won the Super Bowl last year. But the way they approached the trade deadline with three different trades and the way the Pats did, and you're saying maybe they're a little cautious towards it, not to put words in your mouth, but I just think those two things for me align. That's what it feels like to me, that they feel like they're ahead of schedule and they didn't expect to be here, and so they're treating it cautiously. Like, that is what it feels like to me from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I just think the leap to believe in your team or don't have confidence in them is very reductive and just designed to be extreme. And that's, I've heard it a million times. Well, I guess they don't believe in them. I guess they don't think they can win this year. Well, clearly they don't think they can win. They didn't make a move.
I mean, well, they did move. They actually subtracted. Yeah, they didn't even add it. They didn't forget not adding. They subtracted.
Right. Don't you think it's a little reductive?
Well, maybe.
It might be. If you don't make a deal, you don't care.
But how do we talk about the Red Sox and the Celtics and every other? I mean, like, maybe we're talking about them reductively, but that's how we talk
don't
about them.
Don't care how you talk about them. I mean, that's – listen, I do think that there is a rooting for a storyline and content that is – part and parcel of what we all do, especially you guys. And it becomes offensive if they don't make a move and you already have your storyline mapped out. They do something, we talk about it. They don't, we kill them. So even the fact that they sat there and tried to make a bunch of deals, didn't do it. And then it's,
yeah, I think that's reductive because I don't think it's mapping out. I don't think that's mapping out a storyline. I just think that's trade good, no trade bad. I mean, I think we kind of told you how we were going to feel before they did it. They didn't make a trade. In fact, they subtracted, so bad. We kind of told you what we were going to say because I wanted them to add to this team.
Of course you did. Because there's more content if they do.
And if they don't, plenty of content when they don't.
Content to lacerate them.
Yeah, but Tom, I think it's not revisionist by any stretch. Like, and nobody was asking for them to trade like a first round pick or even a second round pick.
No,
it was just,
I said they should make a deal. I said it for 2 weeks. They should make a deal. They're not a good enough team. They need more depth at edge. They need more depth at corner. They could use another wide receiver. I'm all in on Jacoby Myers, a fourth and a fifth, whatever. But I, again, to circle back, there's a difference between not making a deal and being able to say, they kind of should have, and not making a deal and saying they clearly don't care.
Okay. Do you think it came down to asking price or just players that actually moved that prevented them from doing anything?
I think it came down to asking price, and that's where I have my quibble. I mean, how many six-round picks do you need?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Just right. Really. You're not going to have 11 guys make the team. So I can yell at you and I can yell at them.
As it stands right now, knowing that this is the roster going forward, is there something that stands out to you that might be the team's weakness? And that doesn't mean it's a fatal flaw. It just means it's sort of the weakness on the team.
Running back.
Yeah.
I don't care what Travion Henderson did the other day. We all have watched enough football to realize that their running game was not great the other day. They exploded through two holes, and Travion Henderson made the second run happen. But that was not a 147-yard performance. And I'm happy the guy did it for him because seems like a good player and an earnest fella. But that is not a representative running game that they put out there the other day, regardless of the number of total yards they ended up with. I think Phil said it was 12 carries for 23 yards if you take out the big plays. And you can say, okay, well, the big plays happened. But those big plays were massive misses by Tampa in tackling and gap integrity, I think. So you can't count on those happening. So I'm still concerned about running back.
If you took away a couple of big plays from Drake May, the long play to Kyle Williams, it was a pedestrian day by his standards. Yep. And yet, Keith and I have him as the MVP on a tier, just him and Matt Stafford. So time to get to this week's Drake Take from Tommy Curran, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. You got one pick for MVP, and I know you've done this in the past. You voted on it in the past. Who would your pick as of today be for league MVP?
It would be May, simply based on the middle word, value. Valuable. He's the most valuable. He is the guy who has changed the face of the team more than anybody else. If he wasn't here, it would be horrendous. Now, I'm not saying it would be great for the LA Rams if Jimmy Garoppolo was under center, but that's a program. They would be doing well. So I credit the player who has made the most impact with, you know, lesser guys. You knew what Puka Nacua was. Sean McVay has a litany of experience with Matt Stafford. You could envision Matt Stafford having this kind of season. But for the Patriots, regardless of the opponents that they've played, I don't get into stats until I start realizing what the value is. And then when you go to stats, yes, Stafford has the touchdowns. But when you look at some of the deeper stats, you know, they've tried to blitz May. He was successful against the blitz again the other day. They've tried to, make him throw downfield. He's historically accurate downfield. So to me, I can't stand what people say. It's this person and it's not particularly close. It is close, but I would say it's May.
You know, Rob Ninkovich was on the morning show last week talking about how, you know, he's like, I wouldn't just give him the win Thursday night against the Jets, really more because of scheduling than the opponent. But the Jets are just so bad. Pats are
so
big
bad.
Time favorites. And I like, they're going to lose again before the end of the season. I don't think they're going to win out. But, like, trying to identify those games, especially if it's outside of Buffalo or Baltimore, it's really tough to make the argument. Like, you think there's any way that they get tripped up or don't look good against the Jets on Thursday night?
Jets don't have Garrett Wilson now either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a mess.
Touchdown. Yeah. They had 54 yards passing the other day, and Aaron Glenn was saying, you know, well, we didn't have a lot of opportunities because we had two return touchdowns. Fair. But you also got 42 yards passing on a dump off to Breece Hall.
Right.
He was on his way to throw for 12 yards in four quarters. And now they've lost Garrett Wilson. So, no, I don't see this as a threat. And I think that Mike has their attention so much that he will impress upon them, look, don't blink now. We've gone 10 weeks, 10 games. We're playing Thursday. We're home. play the game, play it as intensely as a playoff game, and then just have nice 4 days of quiet. And then we'll see you again for the stretch run.
No, I mean, the spot for the Pats is much, they're at home. The Jets have just as quick of a turnaround. They're without Garrett Wilson. So, no, I think that's the fair way to look at it. Do you think they'll have Ramondre and or Kayshon Booty back for the game on Thursday?
I think Booty might be a better bet just in the brief conversations that I had with him last week. I have not seen Stevenson, so I don't know. And my concern with Stevenson is, and I haven't found this out, is if it's a turf toe, that's a problem. So what I would be concerned about is Terrell Jennings leaving the game, and Travion Henderson is on the list as well with a knee injury. That's another reason I was mentioning running back is my biggest concern, because his knee really twisted. I was stunned that he was able to come back into the game. I thought it was going to be a steady diet of D'Ernest Johnson, because it looked like it hyperextended when he was on the sideline.
Any chance at all that Bill Belichick takes over the New York Giants to start next season?
Imagine trying to sell that to your fan base.
Yeah.
We just hired a 73-year-old guy who's been highly disorganized and a lightning rod for criticism for the last 7 years. But we brought him in to work with Jackson Dart.
I think you lead more with the Super Bowl rings than maybe with that description.
You go,
Tom, you go
to the 80s Giants.
Yeah, you go, remember this guy?
NFL,
you already have
footage.
The photos of him.
Yeah, he
shut down the K-gun.
Yeah. Good point by you. If you're packaging that, you're not going to give highlights of,
the last couple of years. Yeah.
North Carolina, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that would be – I mean, that's the thing that gets lost in – as to whether or not he's a candidate and what he's done football. It's his age. If you have it's not an established team. He's certainly not going to go to a program that at this juncture is in full rebuild, which the Giants would be. You would hire him for a team that's disappointing. I do like the Josh McDaniels conversation, although I don't think that he would go, is would he be palatable? It's going to be hard for teams when the betting odds come out on replacement head coaches. McDaniels is going to be at the top of many of those hypotheticals, because if you do what he's doing once again with a quarterback and having that level of success, and you know that every year the coordinators get the most run, it's inevitable.
Can't be the Giants, though. Judge Dayball McDaniels. Like, they wouldn't. They can't allow that.
And I forgot about Judge.
Yeah. Can't do it.
He's pretty easy to forget about. Yeah. For non-Giants fans, anyway. He's pretty easy to forget about. No, but you just said you don't think Josh would go. Like, if the Giants offered it, you don't think he'd take it?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly have – I don't know if he would. I mean, it's a lot of money, and I know him well, but I can't pretend that I should say – on a radio station that Josh McDaniels wouldn't go. So that would be unfair to me to say. So please do not retweet that, catalog
no,
that.
Just, well, no, Tom, that's why I wanted clarity on you offering it up. Yeah.
I just, just you and I talking, having a coffee, I would say, I don't know if he'd go. I mean, he's happy. He's in a building team. He's got a great situation. His kids are in high school, and I think things are going well there, and they enjoy it here. The upside of dealing with New York and having to jump back into the hot lava of being a head coach again at this juncture might not appeal as much. But again, that's me kind of channeling how I'd feel if I was him. It's not his opinion.
Well, we know if they asked Vrabel, he'd recommend Ashton Grant. So we all know how that's going. Tommy Curran.
He's in the key. He's in the key.
NBC Sports Boston joins us every Tuesday on a Tommy Tuesday at High Noon. You can follow his work at Tommy Curran on Twitter. Catch him on Thursday on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me trade ideas and bar with you on the trade stuff.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. A healthy exchange.
Feel
of
free
ideas.
To use that. Would you rather? By the way, about the buy or the Chiefs.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
This week's column. You
I
can
like
use that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
All right.
See you guys.
All right, Tommy Curran every Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. I
let the record state, I don't think Belichick or Josh McDaniels will be a head coach next year or ever again in the NFL.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, that's it.
But if McDaniels got offered it, I think he'd take it.
I don't know.
I think he'd take it.
He's taken three jobs away from here, and guess what happened every time? fired Cam back.
He got a giant payday and then had to tuck his tail and come back to New England.
But at some point, he's not working for free
I don't think they'll offer it. The Giants won't offer it to him.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't know that any NFL team will offer Josh McDaniels job. I don't know if any NFL team short of the Giants is going to offer anything to Bill. And I think Bill would be a disaster if he went there.
Yeah, I don't think any of them ultimately. I think they're both fun to like throw on a list.
They'd both take it.
Well, Bill would go crawling there.
And McDaniels would take it.
Yeah, but Josh is also at a different point in his life, and I wonder if he like talks to his wife and is just like, we're moving again, but this time it's going to work. And she's like, dude, we just stay here. Like, can we please? Like, I know we always focus just on the sports part of it, but like for a family moving from Vegas to Denver to St. Louis, back to Boston, back to
and
this.
And then he goes, like, oh, by the way, oh, you don't want to have our kids switch schools? Oh, by the way, here's another $30 million guaranteed.
No. I mean, I guess if it's
I think that would do pretty well for our kids.
But he's not going to work for nothing here. So whenever his Raiders contract runs out, and if Kraft wants him again,
start the clock on the new one.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, he'll be a highly paid coordinator here. When he turned down the Colts job, they made him the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. So they Kraft would offer him money.
But the highest paid coordinator
doesn't make as much.
Nothing compared to the lowest paid head coach.
Although, yeah, actually, I wonder. I'd be interested in that because they're like college coordinators. Yeah,
maybe to say nothing is to use a Tommy Curran word, reductive. Yeah. But, the highest paid coordinator has to make less than the lowest paid head coach, I would think.
I would think so, too. Let's see. Chip Kelly.
Coaching salaries are tough to get all the
info. It is. All right. I think I have the highest paid coordinator. So let me look up lowest paid head coach and see if it's any different. So the highest paid coordinator, according to this Google search.
Does Chip Kelly make more than like Brian Schottenheimer?
He makes more than Dave Canales, according to
the
internet.
Yeah, honestly, you know what? Maybe. All right, fair point.
He makes more than Canales, Callahan, who's been fired, Todd Bowles, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McDaniel.
What would he make more as? The head coach of the New York Giants?
No,
not the Panthers, but the New York Giants.
Probably.
Or OC here?
I would think probably.
I think there.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I know Curran doesn't want to say they don't believe in their team, but I think he pretty much said they kind of don't. Like, they didn't expect to be here. And so he doesn't want to go on the radio and say they don't believe in their team. And they're probably not saying they don't believe in their team.
I want to say this very clearly. They hate their coach.
But you don't subtract from a team you believe in. How does that logically make sense?
Yeah, I guess it's worked for them so far. The addition by subtraction. Like, getting rid of Peppers, we were both like, why are you getting rid of Peppers? I don't know. The team's been pretty good. Like, even like Kendrick Bourne, you're like, is he really like the odd man? Like, they got rid of anybody that was on the team before. They feel like they're just better off without.
I don't like the idea that we're just rooting for a story. I mean, look, I'm always rooting for storylines, but them making a trade or them not making a trade.
We can talk about it either way.
We have content either way.
No, we can talk about it either way.
So I don't agree with that.
No, what would have been, I guess counter to all week we were leading up saying like we wanted a trade.
Yeah.
So then if they made a trade, and if we were like, that was a dumb trade, that would have been like, what are you guys doing? Like, if nothing, we were consistent.
Right.
Yeah.
No. And he wanted a trade. Then they don't make a trade. They actually subtract. Yeah. And he's like, I think they believe. And maybe they do. I don't know. That just their actions don't match it is what I would say. 617-779-7937. I will get to your phone calls there on a Tom E. Tuesday. If you missed any of it, use the rewind feature. Go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We'll get to Kiefer Madness coming up at 1245 plus. The AFC wide open. Does the road to the Super Bowl go through Foxborough?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We'll get to that. I do like Damian Woody. If Brewski was here, we're back.
Yeah, seems like it.
And I'll be honest, initially when he said that, I was like, okay, well, let's really look at the AFC. I don't believe in the Colts, and I don't really believe in the Broncos, but how realistic is it that the road to the Super Bowl is going through Foxborough? When you really dig in on the schedules and you factor in how other teams around them are playing, and I'd say that about Denver starting on Thursday night against a Raiders team that, in fairness, you lost to way back in week one. And I'd say that about Monday Night Football last night, which was just an absolute trash can of a game between two Super Bowl contenders, the Packers and the defending champs in the Eagles.
It was a tough watch.
And then you look at not just the Patriots' schedule, like what's happened and who they've played, but what's left for the Patriots versus the Colts or the Patriots versus the Broncos. I think he's right. I think the road through the AFC will run through Foxborough. I think he's right.
Yeah, it feels like it. And what's still really funny to me is, and this for just further proves how wide open the AFC is, so like why not the Patriots, is right now odds to win the AFC. We were talking about odds to win the Super Bowl earlier, but odds to win the AFC. The team with the best odds and the team with the fourth best odds aren't even in the playoffs right now. Chiefs and Ravens. So it's sort of like speaking to nobody really trusts the teams that are in it right now.
Right.
The division leaders all have sort of some issues, right? Because the Bills also have the second best odds. They are not leading the division. Then you do have the Colts in there. And then right after the Ravens is the Pats and the Broncos kind of tied for fifth.
And I'd wholeheartedly agree with that. Like, who do I fear more, the Broncos or the Chiefs? Who do I fear more, the Colts or the Ravens? Like, I would...
Oh, I don't think it's wrong. I would probably move the Colts lower.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to say the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens, with those three quarterbacks, even with the slow starts that they are all off to, some of it with, you know, injury with Lamar, which really excuses away why their team is below 500 out of the playoffs. Like, I get it. But they all have issues, too. I mean, the Bills' defense hasn't been great. Their receivers are nothing. The Ravens' defense is trash. The Chiefs have had a bunch of different injuries. And so those teams are all kind of, you know, underachieving to this point. But it's like, all right, we're not going to fully buy in on all the teams that are out to these great starts yet. Either these 8-2 teams. So you're like, I don't know, why can't it be the Patriots?
So I asked this earlier, and you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. And I want to hear a name. Like, there's a couple of names I would pick off this list, but ESPN did their power rankings earlier today.
Yeah.
Patriots were fourth. They're all the way up to number four.
Yeah, that's
and
something.
They are the second highest AFC team. The Colts are three, the Pats are four.
All right.
But when we went through all the different teams in the top 10, maybe the Rams and maybe the Seahawks, I'd give you on who is playing better than the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
And even they, and you made a good point about this, Keith, even they aren't really beating anyone. I mean, I think they're beating teams convincingly and, you know, really running away from teams and dominating. So if you want to say they're playing well and getting style points against bad teams, fine. Maybe I'd listen on the Rams. Maybe I'd listen on the Seahawks. I don't think the Eagles are playing better than the Pats. They have better wins in the NFC. I don't think there's a team in the AFC with better wins than the Pats. The Eagles have it. But are they playing better than the Patriots? Did you watch last night? Mm. Are they playing better on offense than the Pats?
Didn't seem like it.
Maybe on defense they are, but on offense, hell no.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lions, Dan Campbell's now calling plays because they're so unhappy with how things have gone. Bills and Bucks are 7-8. You beat them. Broncos are 9. Did you watch on Thursday? Chargers are playing well. They are. But I still want to see more out of that team before I say they're going to take the AFC from the Patriots. So I don't know who that team would be in the AFC that's playing better than the Pats, and that's before you even get into the remaining schedules.
Yeah, no team has a stranglehold on it this year, and that's, I guess, you know, part of the fun that it is so wide open because you have the defending AFC champs are Patrick Mahomes, and you're wondering, like, at what point will it finally be it for them? You know, and last year they made it all the way to the Super Bowl, but then they got smacked around. And then now this year, like, again, they're 5-4, right? So, like, they haven't looked great. And then the defending champs certainly don't, right? Like, they have a good record, but all the stuff with A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, like, I don't know how the quarterback and the top receiver feel about each other. I don't know how the top receiver and the coach feel about each other. Now, maybe they'll win it again on defense. Like, who knows? They were a really good defense last year, and they added at the deadline this year and got in some more good players. But Saquon seems like a step slower than he did a year ago. They just don't have the same feel as they did.
I still can't believe Terp took him.
Terp's taken Saquon a couple of times this year.
Yeah, I even talked it up on Friday, too. I was like, wow, he's plus money.
So I updated the Bozo individual rankings, or records, if you will.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
I took the time to do this, my own personal time.
Get ready.
This was off the clock I did this.
Get ready to brag, because I think we can brag on our behalf.
Through 10 weeks,
yep.
So 10 Bozo touchdown picks.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both are 6-4.
So we're typically taking plus money. We're not taking minus money.
Everybody but Terp takes plus money. So which is going to be funny when you hear the rest of these standings.
We're both 6-4, taking plus money anytime scores on the NFL season. That's pretty good.
I think so.
It's
profitable.
We have commercials.
You know what that is?
We have commercials on here bragging about worse records than that. No, okay, so that's pretty good.
6-4 is not bad.
What else?
Nick is 5-5.
Good.
So he'll get you a winner as often as he'll get you a loser.
Sure.
But he's in there.
I started pretty bad.
But when
that's true. You turn it around.
But when it's plus money, he might even be coming out ahead.
He for sure is.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely is. Billy's 3-7.
Okay.
But I think he's got back-to-back hits.
Can't win them all, but he's heating up.
No. Terp, 1-9. To the point where our guy Dice, who frequents the text and the Twitter, he had a pretty good proposal. He takes Terp's spot.
It's not bad.
And I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
1-9, especially when you're the lone Bozo on a Monday night game.
Now,
and you already earlier in the year took Saquon Barkley at like -190 or something insane.
You may notice Terp
Shine did offer to give Terp picks, by the way.
Oh, good.
Brian just put him in Terp.
I mean, Terp's not here today.
No, what happened to him?
No, I don't. It's stolen.
No, he's here.
Stolen valor, I
think. Oh, he is here?
Oh, is he here? He's here later on today?
Yep.
Okay.
Look at his wounds.
He's already dreading Pure Hoops tomorrow, by the way.
He somehow survived his cement shoes at the bottom of the harbor. Oh, I don't know how he did that.
He swam out of there.
But okay.
But that was brutal. There was a PS5 on the line watching Saquon Barkley get tackled at the line of scrimmage.
Game and a controller.
You could have gotten a great game.
But to your point, he doesn't look the same this year, and the Eagles don't look the same.
You could have gotten a college football game if you want. You could have gotten Madden. You could have got whatever game you wanted.
True.
And a controller for a friend.
Maddening. I think the Patriots are playing as well as any team in the league, but Keith, we're being accused on the text line of cheerleader radio.
Well, the team's good. What do you want us to tell you?
Guys, this is cheerleader radio.
Cheerleader radio. We told the Bruins and Celtics to tank.
I don't believe in the Colts. I don't believe in Denver, but the Patriots, whoopee! What happened to you two? This blows. I think it's pretty obvious the difference between the Colts and the Broncos, and if you don't see that, I don't know what to tell you. They're all 8-2.
No, the Broncos are wild, more so.
One team has the MVP at quarterback. Taylor's been unbelievable. But at quarterback, it's a pretty important position. The other two don't. The other two have Bo Nix and Daniel Jones. So if you can't see the difference between those two teams, I really genuinely don't know what to tell you. But let me try to convince you a little more.
Yeah. The Broncos, real quick, we did this the other day, but they needed miracles to beat the Jets, Giants, Texans, and Raiders.
Like, and Eagles.
Well, yeah, but at least they're good. But like those other four teams, they needed like
more of a miracle though. They had to score 18 on a late
fourth quarter miracles.
But to Keith's point, those are miracles against trash.
Against trash teams. And like you needed this wild comeback. You needed a crazy turnover from the other team, this, that, and the other thing.
So here's the remaining schedule for those three. That's another reason to believe in the Pats. Because if they outplay these other two down the stretch, then they're the one seed with the bye week and home field advantage. That'd be another reason to do it. You know the Pats schedule, but I'll give it to you real quick. Home against the Jets on Thursday, at the Bengals without Burrow. Home against the Giants Monday night, bye week. Home against Buffalo waiting after the bye.
Ooh.
At Baltimore, at the Jets, home against the Dolphins. Okay, so that's two tough games on there. Even the Buffalo one is going to be a good spot for you and a bad spot for the Bills.
Well, they oddly, going into the year, especially when Burrow went down, you're like, they have four tough games on the schedule.
Yeah.
They're 2-0 in the four tough games.
So far.
Okay.
And just
so, like, those aren't even, like, chalk-up losses either.
No, split those two games, you're looking at a 14-win season.
Holy mackerel.
But that's cheerleader radio.
Well, it's just the truth.
The Colts. Here's what they have left, because you know the Patriots' schedule. They're on the bye this week.
Mm-hmm.
They come back at Kansas City.
Ooh, good one.
Home against the Texans, at Jacksonville, at Seattle. So three out of their next four are on the road.
Then at Seattle, that's a hornet's nest. They got the 12s.
The 12s are ready to go.
Dave Matthews might be there. Chris Pratt.
They're home on Monday night against the Niners. They're home against Jacksonville. They're at Houston. I don't think there's a gimme game on the slate. That doesn't mean they lose them all, but I don't think there's a layup gimme game left for the Colts following the bye week. The Broncos, home against Kansas City this week.
Ooh,
so the next 2 weeks, the Colts and Broncos both play the Chiefs.
That's going to be Nance Romo.
Got to be.
Got to be.
Then they're on the bye.
All right.
At Washington, at Vegas, win-win.
Those are probably going to be dubs.
Home against Green Bay, home against Jacksonville, at Kansas City.
Yes.
So a second matchup with them.
Juicy.
And then home against the Chargers.
The Broncos, no, they both have way tougher schedules going forward.
Way tougher. And so it's not just about your easy schedule to this point. The schedule drastically shifts in your favor down the stretch.
And so what led to our would you rather before about would you rather the top seed or the Chiefs miss the playoffs, the reason why I even brought that up is when these head-to-head games, you can root against the Chiefs, so that means the Broncos and the Colts win, which would keep them on pace with the Patriots fighting for the number one seed, but you're pushing the Chiefs further down the standings, or the Chiefs could help you. They could beat the Colts. They could beat the Broncos a couple of times. And then you kind of walk into the number one seed. Now, the problem would be they would then most likely be a wild card team, and then you might even face them in the divisional round. But either way, like all that schedule math is advantage Patriots.
100%. Yeah. Text line says the Drake May downfall will be epic. Yeah. If Drake May has a downfall, they will not be contending for a Super Bowl. I mean, I feel safely in saying that.
But maybe it won't come until next year like Jaden Daniels.
Maybe. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Does the road to the Super Bowl go through Foxborough? It certainly looks like it does if you play out the schedule. You can jump in there. And coming up next, it's Tuesday at 1245, which means it's time for the madness.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kiefer Madness. All right, here we go. It's time for the Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, we go out to Buffalo.
Oh.
Buffalo, New York.
Bills Mafia.
Bills Mafia. Story, possibly Bills Mafia fan. We'll find out what's going on. It's also a little bit of a creature feature as well. A buffalo. Not about bison. Not about a buffalo.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not that. But let's find out what's going on out there.
At 6:32, sometimes you just never know what you're going to run into when you're in the city of Buffalo, whether it's a Bills fan saying, go Bills.
Or what do you think it's going to be?
A Bills fan saying, go Bills.
Which is common, I would imagine.
Or,
go Bills.
Now, it might be a bit of a creature feature, you said.
Yes. I'm giving you a little bit of a hint.
Well, Stiz had that Black Widow yesterday.
In his broccoli.
Yeah, I'm going to guess something related to that.
Oh, is it a big spider?
Yeah,
I think big spider made its way out
big
there.
Big spider, right. Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes you just never know what you're going to run into when you're in the city of Buffalo, whether it's a Bills fan saying, go Bills, or a pet pig.
Oink! Oink! Pet pig. Yeah, Garrett Crochet out there running around the streets of Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope. That's Breakfast the Pig running wild.
Breakfast the Pig?
Breakfast the Pig. Go big old popularly pig.
What a name.
A nice little pet pig, but like I feel like with a big pig like that named Breakfast, ultimately will be breakfast.
I would hope.
Pigs are very smart though.
Yeah.
I try not to eat pigs the best I can.
Well,
bacon is so delicious. Sometimes it's on items
outside of the time you were up at DA and you ate 2 pounds of bacon.
Well, that was a long time ago. I'm a changed man since then.
Yeah,
probably because of the amount of bacon I had.
You've grown.
The sheer amount of bacon I had. Yeah, I had to
literally
change.
And figuratively yep, after yep. 2 pounds
you
of bacon.
Know, that yeah. could have been turkey bacon. You don't know.
Good point.
Nope. That's Breakfast the Pig running wild on Buffalo's east side. This morning, our 7 News reporter Giovanni Ligi is sharing the woman's voices, including the woman who recorded the pig, and neighbors who live nearby.
All right, he got there.
All right.
He got there. Don't worry about him.
Roll that prompter.
Guys, kids, don't see anything. Don't see any words. Don't have it in front of me.
Shortly after lunchtime in this East Side neighborhood,
you're like, what was that?
A normally quiet block quickly turning chaotic.
I'm like, I can't, what is this?
It's a pig.
A giant pig.
It's a giant pig. Giant pig.
Most children know what that is. Actually, they're usually in like children's books.
One of the first animals they learn.
Yeah, yeah, it's early on.
Horse.
It's a pig.
Cow pig.
You don't know what a pig is?
Dog, cat.
It's a pig.
It's one of the big five. Mount Rushmore of U.S. animals, pig.
Oh, yeah.
Dog, cat, pig, cow.
Dog, cat, pig, cow.
Ooh, where do you put horse? Where do you put horse?
Good question.
Top five Friday?
Yeah, maybe top five Friday. Barn animals.
Your barn goose, animals.
Your duck.
Yep.
Chicken. Donkey. Yeah, good one.
Thanks, Nick.
It's a pig animal control officers are after. Watch as they try time and time again to capture it.
Nah.
No, he does not work for the city. That's a witness.
Okay.
They're like, hey, bud, do you think you can get this thing?
Nah.
I thought that was like a command. Is that like a pig command? Nah.
Hey, Curran, by the Patriots not making a trade at the deadline, does that mean they don't believe in their team?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Never seen a pig.
This neighbor tells me about when the pig set its sights on her.
Kind of came up on me, and it grabbed me by my hair and was shaking my head. like you would shake a bag of microwave popcorn.
Okay, well, I was able to picture shaking your head, but okay, the bag of microwave popcorn helps.
Now, not to victim shame, because that's not what I'm in the business of doing.
No.
This is a pig that walks around on all fours, and it grabbed this lady by her hair and was swinging her around like a bag of popcorn.
Well, how long's her hair?
Was she also on all fours? What was she doing to get in that predicament?
Maybe she bent down to give it a pet.
Oh, pet the pig.
Next thing you know, pet the pig.
Pet the pig.
Yeah.
And then she's shaking a bag of popcorn. I think you had to shake the bag of popcorn. I thought basically you wait until you stop hearing the popping.
You want to spread the butter around.
Yeah, okay,
all right, talking right, about right, the buttered right, popcorn. You want to spread that around.
The video doesn't show the alleged attack, but it does show the interesting twist.
How about that alleged attack? This guy's straight up saying maybe it didn't even happen.
He wants more information.
He's not taking this lady's word for it.
Yeah, he's doing his own research.
The alleged attack.
Yeah.
The video doesn't show the alleged attack, but it does show the interesting twist. Watch as what appears to be a police officer claim ownership of the pig.
Jones, inside job.
Could be.
Inside job. They call police because they're like, we can't get this pig. One of the police officers is like, oh, that's my pig.
Oh, wait, that wasn't a euphemism.
He's
actually the man's pig.
That's my pig, he says.
When he said he commanded ownership, I was a little worried about what he did to the pig, quite frankly.
Well,
but, okay.
That's a different story, but he's like, that's my pig.
Got it.
Hey, guys, that's my pig. Nice. Thanks for calling.
So a literal inside job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got him.
That's the pig?
Yeah, I got him. I live right here.
You'll hear him call the pig breakfast.
Breakfast.
And then you'll hear Renita say it attacked her.
He jumped on him.
Listen as the officer responds.
Dog, she think you're gonna feed her when you smell good.
You'll hear him say it escaped his yard. For Renita, she said she was terrified.
Let him talk.
No, this guy has to do play-by-play.
You'll hear him
we
say.
We do have video of it.
You'll
we do
hear
have
her
it.
Say.
But basically, what I get from this is pigs on the loose may or may not have attacked this lady, swung it like a bag of microwave popcorn. The police officer shows up, is like, hey, that's my pig.
Yeah, that's my pig.
And
breakfast.
She's like, that pig attacked me. And he goes, nah, you smell good. He's just trying to completely downplay it.
Did he say he thought you were going to feed it?
Yeah, I thought you were going to maybe feed it.
He smelled good.
And he laughs a little bit.
So
and she's like, I'm
chopped on your hair.
She's like, I'm traumatized by this. He's like, well, don't worry about it.
Renita, she said she was terrified.
My second thought was, this is ridiculous. This is a pig on Victor Place in the city of Buffalo.
She could do the news, giving up the addresses.
That literally is what they do on the news. That's all they do.
They really pinpoint
Where
it.
Did this come from? And then, of course, I started screaming.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're attacked by a pig.
Yeah.
Pigs are strong. Pigs are strong as hell.
You need help?
Yeah. They got pig strength.
Well, yeah, that's a domesticated pig. Like a feral pig could do a lot of damage.
Oh, there's some like pound for pound.
You're kind of blaming the owner there for not a very domesticated.
I don't know.
There are
he got out. He's just walking around the streets of Buffalo.
No bad dogs, just bad owners.
I subscribe to that.
No bad pigs.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
We tried to get in touch with city officials, but nobody responded to our inquiry. And city code doesn't clearly state whether pigs or other farm animals can be kept as pets. Neighbors say the officer took the pig home.
And your first glance is to laugh because that's something to it that is unexpected to see in the city, but that's dangerous.
True.
She's not wrong.
It's unexpected and dangerous.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you think there's a chance this isn't this guy's pig and he just wanted to
bacon?
Have some breakfast.
It's possible. He didn't like, give it a name.
Hey, that's breakfast. That's my pig.
I mean my breakfast right now.
Yeah,
could be.
I'm a little skeptical.
It's just like having a loose dog.
Social media comments show viewers are divided. Some saying that they hope it ends up back with the owner, with another neighbor saying straight to the butcher shop.
So it's like social media was split. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? You found some good and some bad on Twitter? Okay.
One said take him to the butcher.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nope.
Giovanni Ligi, East Buffalo, 7 News.
Giovanni, thank you. Common Council members Netta Everhart responding overnight, calling what happened unacceptable, saying, quote, the city charter forbids ownership of livestock animals throughout Buffalo, except under some very limited circumstances, adding, quote, it is neither safe for residents nor humane to animals to raise large livestock in an urban environment like Buffalo.
Okay.
I was waiting for like the sports guy or the weather guy to come over and make like a little pun, pig pun.
They kept it very serious. They didn't want to go down that road.
That was a little too serious.
That was a little too serious.
I thought they were going to keep it light.
I agree.
Okay.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat
to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
That was our last pig story.
Yeah,
pig spleens to tell the weather.
That was up in Canada.
Yeah, Canada, yeah.
I mean, Buffalo is basically Canada.
Oh, knocking on the door.
That's why yeah. Pigs just run wild.
It was kind of shocking that he had this 250-pound pig on his lap.
Okay.
With the pig right in the back. With the pig in the passenger seat. Whatever. You know, don't drive with a pig in your lap.
It's true.
Yeah,
true.
Text line are connecting this pig story to something that's not very nice, Keith.
What do you mean? What is it?
It's a series of...
About my ex-wife?
Yeah. Text about your ex-wife.
Okay.
Which is, that's not...
Come on, guys.
That's for Keith to do. Yeah. That's not for you guys.
This is ridiculous. This is a pig on Victor Place in the city of Buffalo. Where did this come from?
From that guy's house.
Right down the road.
Yeah, right there.
Where it sounds
right
like. So every Tuesday, 12:45, that is the Madness, Kiefer Madness, here on Jones and Keith. We'll get into your feedback on the Patriots' road through the AFC, goes through Foxborough, and on top of that, if you had any concerns, we really don't, but if you had some deep down in place you don't want to talk about the Patriots, what would those concerns be about finishing at the top of the AFC as the number one seed? We'll get to that next.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.